Hi, my name is Bill Denton, and I'm a sinner. I don't want you to hear that as some flippant greeting or in any way making light of the common practice in 12-step groups like Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm very serious, and I couldn't state in clearer terms the problem between myself and God. I wanted to start this message that way because I want you to know from the start that we have a mutual or common problem. This is no preachy message where I tell you how bad you are and that you need to shape up. The messages in this series are about us. The truth is that we're all sinners. Whatever you need to know about sin, its consequences, and its answer, it also applies to me. Talking about sin is a tough assignment. It's tough because I have to talk about failures, wrongdoing, hurt, and worse. Few of us like to hear these things, especially if we have to focus on our own sins. It's easy to write off such discussions as negative or fault-finding or guilt-tripping. Let me just say that if you will bear with me, I think I can promise something quite different. Chances are you're listening to this message because you already know something about the problem of sin, your sin. You recognize guilt, your guilt. You know that your own sins have created problems, and you might feel the terrible crush of consequences. So I want you to know that these are messages of hope. These are messages about forgiveness and relief from guilt and consequences. These are also messages that might give you a whole new way to think about God and His Son, Jesus Christ. A lot of people have the idea that God is an enemy or that He's out to make life harder for them. You need to know that nobody is on your side more than God. It's true that God doesn't like sin, but He loves you. So give these messages a chance. Decide right now that you're going to listen with an open mind and heart. You might not like everything you hear, but listen closely because there is an answer for your sins. And there is a way to change your life. The best news is that God has done the work necessary so that you can be forgiven. Now, that doesn't mean there's nothing for you to do, but it does mean that since God has made it possible for you to be forgiven, you don't have to fix things on your own. So listen to the messages, if needed. Listen more than once. Sometimes it takes two or even three times through to really understand the ideas. Sin has a way of hardening our hearts and closing our minds to the very things we need to know. It's really quite normal to resist what you hear in these messages. If it were all that easy, you would probably have managed this before now. The truth is, overcoming sin can be a tough project, but it's not impossible. We suggest that you listen to the messages in numerical order. Each lesson builds on the ones before it. Lesson 1 even builds on this introduction. Here's what you will discover as you go through the lessons. Sin really is a problem. It's a deadly problem. There's no sense trying to clean it up or deny the destructive nature of sin, but there is also an answer. You can be forgiven. Guilt can be relieved. You can overcome your past. You're not a prisoner to bad choices or bad behavior unless you reject God's method of resolving them. There is hope. With that in mind, move on to message number 1, for sinners only.